We'll call our meeting to order.
Would you like an introduction?
Yes, welcome everybody. So, we've got a new member, Brooke Ray, and we're going to go around the table with introductions so that you get to know the names of the individuals here at the room at the table with you. So,
looking at me?
Yeah.
My name is Herbert Seymour, and I'm a member at large.
Nice to meet you. My name is Brooke Gray, and I'm also a member at large. Nice to meet everyone this evening.
I'm Allison Smith, and I'm a counselor for the District of Lunenburg in the District 6, which is kind of like Bars Corner, Cornwall area.
Sandra Chalice, Admin Assistant.
Chris Kennedy, Fire Services Coordinator.
I'm Brian Kaiser from Lunenburg Area Fire Commission.
Emily Bowers with Hebbville Fire Department.
Welcome, Pam Hubley, Counselor for the Municipality.
Hello, Ms. Gray. Martin Bell, Counselor. Welcome.
Elspeth McLean Weil, and I'm the Mayor, and I'm an ex officio member to this committee.
Morgan Reinhardt, Counselor for District 1, and Brooke lives in my district, so good representation from that area.
All right, we're looking for a motion to approve the agenda as circulated.
I'll make that motion.
It's been moved and seconded. Is that a wave there, sir? I saw you.
Sorry, it's a little bit of
cord. Oh, okay. Because we already had a seconder. I was wondering what you were doing.
I'd like to be a voting member now.
No. We would have stopped that quickly.
What's on you?
Yeah, so it's been moved and seconded. The agenda be approved and circulated. Questions on the motion? And hearing none, all those in favor, raise their right hand. Against, motion carried. Approval of the notes is just a formal approval or it's an actual motion? And no, okay. Unless there's a question about the notes.
Mm-hmm. This will be like a recommendation to council.
Yes.
Is that good on that?
Yes.
Okay.
Business arising from the minutes. 4.1, member at large appointment, page 2. We've all had a chance to meet her, and the motion's on the bottom of page 2. So, welcome.
Thank you.
4.2 is code of conduct on pages 3 through 6. And Chris?
So this is been going on for several meetings now, so we had a couple early discussions on this with the Lunenburg Regional Fire and Emergency Services Committee. Then we had a workshop with council and with the members of this committee and some members of Lunenburg Regional on driver training and on the code of conduct, so we had a good discussion on those two topics. And then we took the report back to Lunenburg Regional meeting in the last meeting they had in October. And we discussed it there again, and there was no discrepancies or nobody against what we were looking at doing there. So we told them we were going to be bringing it to this meeting to discuss and have a recommendation go to council. So that's where we are tonight. If we're moving ahead with this, the Fire and Services Committee would recommend to council the following two things. So I don't know if you guys want to go through this report, or are you happy with the way it was presented, or you have any questions on it? I guess maybe. Do you want to go through it any, or are you happy with the way it was? Anybody have any questions as they read through it? Alex? Anything?
The last step is it went to Lunenburg Regional.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Commentary back from that group, or...
It seemed positive to me.
That one was fine. The driving, the truck vehicle license one was a bit different. So
yeah, we'll address that differently. So,
unless it's a request of a member of the committee to actually look at it in more depth, No? Well, then we'll entertain a motion, which is this. Mm-hmm. So we need a mover and seconder for that.
Is it two motions?
It's kind of two items, but it's for the same purpose. One is for approval of establishing a code of conduct for senior officers, and the other is to prepare the amendments to the policy and have the code of conduct accompanying that document. So, I guess.
So, for clarity, Alex, would it be one motion or two?
It can be presented as one. I don't know. They're not even. Yeah, no. It's a single motion. Yep. Okay. The second motion can't stand on its own, or the second clause can't stand on its own. Sorry, I'm getting right into Robert's rules. Yeah, it's one motion.
Okay. All we need is a mover and a seconder then on that.
I'll move.
It's been moved. You have a seconder. And the motion is at the top of page, or in the center of page 3, for anybody wants to see the actual motion. So it's been moved and seconded. Any questions on the motion?
I'm sorry. I just realized that our new member probably has no background whatsoever. It might be...
Yes.
I can give you a 30-second overview. There was a serious incident in the fire service in Cumberland County that gave light to the fact that there's not a lot of oversight, and the issues with a senior officer in one department can have impacts on the broader fire service. And so this committee discussed establishing a code of conduct for senior officers and a review mechanism so that there could be some kind of impartial review if there was an issue with a chief or a senior officer in the fire department. So we had a workshop to discuss that, and then there were some recommendations on what should be in the code and what process should be followed. We then did some consultation with the fire service through a group called the Lunenburg Regional Fire and Emergency Services Committee. So that's a group that is open to any members from any department in the... Is it all of Lunenburg County or just Western Lunenburg County? I see Emily shaking her head.
Chester sometimes comes to them, but yeah, it's normally the three towns and MODL. So usually that's the group that usually comes. But every now and again, there was representation from Chester. But I think that was more of just for them to see what's going on in the area.
Yeah, they haven't been there for quite some time, actually. Yeah.
Years, actually. So we often refer to them as the Lunenburg Regional Group. So the proposal with what would be in the code and how to investigate concerns went to them. No negative feedback received, and so the committee's looking at recommending it on to council.
Okay, thanks for explaining that too. All right, so it's been moved and seconded. Any questions on the motion? In hearing none, all in favor, raise their right hand. Against? The motion is carried. 4.3 on pages 7 through 9. I'm going to let Chris actually...
So I'll give the same kind of...
This, in fact, had a lot of discussion at the LRFES.
Yes, it did. And the workshop had a fair amount of discussion on this also. So, this has been probably a topic of discussion for many years, and we just tried to look at having whether there should be a standardized Class 3 driver's license for fire apparatus with air brakes. So, as in the report here, up to 14,000 kgs, you can drive a vehicle with just a Class 5 driver's license. If it's over 14,000 kgs and air brake equipped, then you have to have an air brake endorsement added to it. And then there's another part of one of the acts that says that a firefighter, a police officer, a salesperson can operate any vehicle during the course of their duties. So it kind of has a bit of a gray zone in there. And there's been some difficulty with some departments or many departments trying to get licensing times set up to have people go through like the licensing program through Access Nova Scotia to get you know, somebody there to go through the process with them and then get them their license. So it was hard to get those appointments set up, and sometimes they had to drive across, like, to the valley or different places with an apparatus to get one person tested. So there was a lot of issues with some of those, and training for people was an issue. So those were some of the things that came back through some of the discussions we had at the last regional meeting. Availability of personnel, some of the costing that goes with it, the medicals that go along with it too. So there was quite a bit of discussion around those, and they said, you know, the province has minimum standards that you have to follow, and that one operating guideline there that's on driver qualifications, GOG 301 from Lunenburg Regional, has all of those different topics in there about the different things that are required by the province, and so that's like the minimum that's required. So that's where several departments are in that, and there's also departments in Lunenburg in our area that have drivers that have to have their Class 3 license up with their brakes in order to drive any of the apparatus, regardless. So they're above the standard, and many are within the minimum standard that the legislation offers. So that's kind of where we are at with a lot of that discussion. So at the last Lunenburg regional meeting, when we did the report, we said we were going to leave it as it is at this point in time, and then that caused some discussion because some thought that it should be there because of issues that gray zones that it creates, and then others said, well, if the government says legislation in the Motor Vehicle Act says these are things that we're allowed to do and these are what we can operate with, why are we going to try to change it? So after that, one of them said we should do a survey, so you have a copy of the survey in here. And, you know, the worst one, I guess, and the one that kind of concerns the most was question 5, when it says about potential drawbacks, and it had difficulty in meeting requirements, and it was an 80% number there, where the other ones were kind of all within themselves, like they were kind of all in favor of having and the standards and things like that. But I think from those meetings we had and some of the remarks that were made, we're going to just leave it as it is for now. And I know the new fire training advisory committee that the province now has online that's looking at training and standards within the province, they also have that Class 2 driver's license on their docket to review. And that's in the top 6 items that they're looking at with all the other training that's going on right now in the province. So We thought that it'd be best just to wait to see what's going to come out of that, and then if the province moves forward with something, then we can, you know, react to it at that time. So that's kind of where we are, I guess, in discussions and thing that we've had with it. So I don't think there's really anything else to add to that.
No, thanks, Chris. Okay, any questions on that of Chris?
So 4.3.1 and 4.3.2 are all part of the driver standards, and Chris has really mentioned those already. Item number 5 is the LRFES report, and I can just make a few comments on that, that there was a quick look at some of the changes in the bylaws that's going to be circulated and voted, new bylaws for LRFES, voted on at the next meeting. There was discussion of the code of conduct and discussion on driving standards, and it was a lot of discussion on the driving standards, and Chris has gone into that. Some basic information on some websites. So that's kind of the highlights of the meeting. New business, 6.1, meeting dates for 2026 on page 25 of the package. Anybody have any questions on those dates? First Thursday of every second month, and then the annual meeting is in there.
January's the second Thursday.
Yes, you're right, because of January the 1st.
Yeah, we would be right back right after. That wouldn't have worked so well.
That would not have been good, no. Okay, so you can mark those in your calendars. And then 6.2 is the budget 2627. And on the back of your package, the last page, there's a recommendation here and it's I think we might want to just run through it. Matching grant, it's 25-26 is the current matching grant, municipal grant, training grant, insurance grant, personnel insurance grant, and Tri-District Fire Rescue Merger grant. Those are the current grants that are being offered to the fire service. Recommendation is a 2% increase. That number is shown in there, and the proposed budget for 26-27 is the 25-26 plus the 2%. So the motion that's being presented here and requesting approval is for the Fire Emergency Service to recommend to Council to approve an increase of 2% to the annual grants, totaling $205,759 for 26-27. So are there any questions on those grants? You have a question, Alex? You look like you have a... No, but you can have... Yes.
This is kind of just for my knowledge. The Tri-District Fire Rescue Merger Grant, is that something that is going to be forever, or is it was a few years during the mergers, or...
So...
I just want to understand
I'll,
that.
I'll give you my understanding of it, and Alex, you can correct me if I'm wrong.
It's District 4, and I don't really understand
so
that.
When they originally did these grants, you had Tri-District... Well, originally, you had, like, the four fire departments that were separate, so they all got individual grants for those. And then they merged, and they were still getting those three grants from, like, the other departments that they were with, right? So it would have been them, Baker Settlement, and Chelsea. And then that went on for a couple of years, and then there was questions were raised as to why they were receiving three grants when they were only one fire department. So because some of the fire departments said, well, we're getting less money and they're getting more money, but they're only one department now, where it used to be three. So they thought, well, to make it fair for Tri-District, where they did that merger and where the municipality was in support of, like, fire departments doing mergers, they gave them this grant, which were the grants that they would normally have received separately, and they gave them in one lump sum to them. And then Lunenburg Regional kept the grant the way it was, and then that was dispersed amongst the other departments. So that's kind of how it was kind of geared up. And now they have Wildville's also, so there was, like, the four districts. So that's my understanding of how it is. Does that kind of make sense how I said that, Alex?
That's the exact history. A little more storytelling, as you mentioned, we are very supportive of departments that want to merge. We recognize volunteer departments take a lot of work to run, and there's all kinds of relationships that have formed to train together, automatic mutual aid, those sorts of things. Those departments that want to merge, we want to do absolutely nothing to discourage them from doing that, because from our perspective, if the community is ready for it, it's all that it does is saves you administrative time as volunteers. Obviously, council has taken the position that no interest in forcing those, because these are community institutions, but Tri-District is a wonderful example where they've shown how it can still work. And so council was very supportive of creating a separate grant, which we were calling a post-merger grant, just so if any departments were thinking about merging but thinking, oh, well, then we would lose financial support from the municipality, council was very clear, no, we're more than happy to keep you at that same level. The only caveat is every so often discussion about we should actually reorganize all of these grants because there is significant financial disparity. The capacity for a smaller department to raise funds through the fire tax and provide a necessary service, it's very different than those departments that have a larger tax base. And that continues to be an issue. So if and when we come to that day when we redo all of these grants, then obviously that one would also be up for discussion at that point.
So just a little bit more on that. The reason it shows up on this year's budget is because in the last few years, when we did the 2% increase, it was like usually just a group that was always in place. And I said, well, we missed them because it's still the same grant, kind of, but they never got the 2% increase for the last number of years, so I thought it'd be only fair that they now be included to get that 2% the same as everybody else is getting it, right? So that's why they showed up this year on that as that grant. What else? And a little bit further to what Alex said about some of the grant schemes. So back, when was it, 15? How many years ago when we did that reverse?
It was in 2007.
207. So we used to have, like, the demissible grant was given by amount of assessment, and then there was a percentage calculation done, and then that's how they got the grants off of it. So that time, the departments with the highest amount of assessment got the larger part of the pie, and then there was a meeting at one of the annual meetings that said, why don't we reverse that? So now the smaller departments get the larger department's piece of that pie, and the larger departments get the smaller piece. So it kind of helps the smaller departments by getting that larger piece of the grant through the assessment, the way they did that reversal. So it kind of worked out for that part.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Any questions of Chris? Okay, then we're looking for a motion. Or a mover and a seconder for the motion that's at the bottom of page 26. Moved? Seconded? Seconded. Thank you, Herb. All right, it's been moved and seconded. Do you have any questions on the motion?
I'd just like to make sure that the committee is aware of the subcommittee that, or the working group, I guess, that's doing training proposals. We expect that Lunenburg Regional will have a request for additional funding, and we would like that to happen in the next fiscal year. So there is a training grant, and I would imagine that the request will be larger than that training grant. So I'm assuming that that will end up happening at budget deliberations, where we sort out, well, perhaps that means a reconfiguration of this training grant with an expansion to allow for the volunteer training program that's existing now to be enhanced. So
it's a separate budget item is what you're saying.
Separate from most of that,
yes.
But it overlaps at least with the training grant there.
Yeah, because part is in it, yes. Thank you. So it's been moved and seconded. Any questions on the motion? And then hearing none, all in favor, raise the right hand. Against, motion carried. No added items, no in camera.
Wow, this is
hard
be
to believe. Well, you did say you were tired.
I am tired.
So we.
I'm not sad. That
just tired.
So we can stay here.
Yeah, thanks.
We need a motion to adjourn.
Wow.
Thank you.
Okay.